Lamplight presents The Mysterious Affair at Castaway House by Stephanie Lam. Narrated by Avita J. and Lee Maxwell Simpson.
Prologue. The first time I ever saw Castaway House, I knew it was meant to be mine. I was only a kid then, in a dirty dress and unlaced boots. I'd gone to stand at the very end of the pier, where I could look up to the great cliff that marked the end of our town. Castaway House was the last one on the left, at the top of the terrace, bigger than the rest and painted buttermilk yellow, the colour of summer. Of course, I knew I'd have to wait for it to be mine. Still, anything worth having was worth waiting for, I thought. They said that the best things came that way. I looked up at Castaway one more time and made a promise. Just wait, I thought to myself. You just wait. 1965. A storm was breaking 10 miles away along the coast, and thunder was cracking across the sky. Rainwater splashed down my neck and the back of my dress, leaking through my tatty coat. Above me, the air smelled of metal. I held on to the slippery railings and looked out over the deserted beach 60 feet below, its broken pier sinking slowly into the sea. I'd just been on an ill-fated walk along the cliff. The rain had turned the ground into a mudslick, and I'd slipped over at the very top, nearly plunging to my death on the rocks below. Luckily, only the bungalows that lined the path had seen my undignified scramble to safety, and that was when I decided to give up on washing away my crimes and come home. I looked down. I was filthy with mud, and the rubber boots I'd borrowed were a mess. Still, like this, I sort of fitted in with the general ambiance of my current living accommodation. I turned, pressed my sodden back against the chilly railings, and looked across the road at the building looming through the mist. I squinted to block out the mildewing walls and peeling window frames. This way, all I could see was several stories of grandeur, with a rooftop shaped like the turrets of a castle, pillars holding up the porch, and iron balconies on the first and second floors. The house had an almost authoritarian air about it, perhaps because it stood at the head of the terrace, or perhaps because it was the large...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?